listener production.
Hello there, Alastair Kirkby with your local briefing. WA's dairy industry has become the latest to be hit by the state's labour shortage. A new study has found one in two farmers are looking for workers as they struggle to keep the industry ticking across the country. Western Dairy's Joe Saunders says 76% of those farmers have struggled to find staff over the last 12 months.
It's not dissimilar to other sectors and what they're experiencing with the pandemic border closures. However, for the dairy industry, we are also experiencing an ageing farmer population, with younger people moving to urban and metro areas.
There's a call for Collie to make subsea explosives. Defence Industry Minister Paul Papalia flagging the idea recently as the town transitions away from the coal industry. The Department of Defence confirming it was starting to acquire sea mines to protect Aussie ports, harbours and shipping lanes. To other news in WA, detectives in Perth will spend the day looking through CCTV footage after officers were allegedly hit with rocks and bottles in the city overnight, leaving two in hospital. Violence broke out on Wellington Street outside Perth Station around 10:15 p.m, then later on Moore Street in East Perth. Assistant Commissioner for the Perth Metropolitan Brad Royce telling the ABC seven people were arrested.
What started off as a couple of small groups fighting quickly got out of control once we got involved and started throwing paver, bricks and bottles and other pieces of equipment they could find at the officers that attended.
To local sport, a setback for the Southwest Slammers ahead of the season. A number of players have left the club in the past week, including Brody England and Cody Hill, who've signed with the Joondalup Flames and Rockingham Wolves. The season gets underway in April with the side up against the Geraldton Bucks for round one. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.